Rattler under center, fourth down and one. On the roll, Rattler throws, it's deflected and intercepted by Edmonds. Tremaine Edmonds with the pick, and Rattler with his third interception thrown today. The Bears take it away, up 12 in the fourth.
Perrin Williams, nothing. Stopped out of the secondary by Jaquan Brisker.
I'll tell you what, that is some safety play right there. Look how far Brisker has to come down to fill that backside gap. That's his and his alone. If he doesn't get there, you have a big opportunity for the Rams on offense.
Goff to throw. Pressure up the middle. Zips one deep into heavy traffic. Intercepted! Kevin Byard, the lead leader, has another one. Looking for some blocks. Up across the 25. They do it better than anyone. The league leaders in takeaways and Byard, the most interceptions in the league. His seventh.
And now it's time for Gabe Ramirez on 104.3 The Score.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It is Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you here on 104.3 The Score. And it is so hard to say goodbye. Cue the boys to men. It's two of our very own. At least that's what the... Well, one of them is definitely gone. And then one signing for sure. It makes you think that Kevin Byard is no longer going to be a member of the Chicago Bears or will not next season. Of course, Tremaine Edmonds signing with the New York Giants. Heading out with Mr. Harbaugh. There you go. Sean Sears producing today. And Kevin Byard, obviously, with the signing of Kobe Bryant from Seattle Seahawks, if you haven't heard. Then on a three-year deal, it's going to be no more Kevin Byard. Two leaders in that locker room. And, of course, Drew Dahlman retiring. Says a lot about what's going on in this Bears locker room. Who's going to be able to step up in those moments? But we will discuss. We have plenty of time to discuss this whole damn thing. And, of course, this music's killing me. My sister's favorite artist, Boyz II Men. Wow. You know, little known fact. I say it all the time. You can learn. I could put the picture on my Instagram. Opened up for Boyz II Men once. Just saying, you can go and look it up. The guy whose uncle set it up, he actually sent me the video the other day. So this is like 2 weeks ago, so fresh in the brain. But look, Sean Sears producing, as I mentioned. For those of you that are listening for the first time, I don't like to listen to myself talk, and nor do I enjoy doing so for 5 hours. So we always look for the first caller of the day. And that's what we're doing right now. 312-644-6767. Phone lines are open, ready to take our first call of the day. And there's a lot to talk about. I know usually I'm on Sunday into Monday, and I get it. Throwing people off on a Tuesday. People are like, I don't even know why I'm listening on a Tuesday. Gabe's not going to be on a Tuesday. And here I am. Swapped it out. They asked me. They said, Gabe, can you do Sunday into Monday and Monday into Tuesday? And I said, absolutely not. I'll tell you exactly what I said, because I want to be transparent about, you know, my work ethic. I said, hey, Porth, I'm a veteran. Veterans don't do back-to-backs. That's literally what I said. Veterans don't do back-to-backs. Can't do it. And I said, so pick a day. Pick a day, and then I'll go ahead and do the day you want me to do.
Because you're already a multi-inning reliever. You know, you're already doing multiple things one day.
That's a great point.
You were like, I mean, because you were on TV earlier today, man.
Literally, yeah. I told my wife, I was like, babe, I got home from TV. And I was like, hey, babe, were you here working earlier where you saw me on TV?
I just saw your Instagram story.
I'm like, hey, babe. I go, it is much easier to work an overnight and then go on TV, right? Like, working Sunday into Monday, which is what I normally do. Work Sunday into Monday, go to sleep all day, and then go to TV, because then you could be like, all right, it's over after that. But going on TV and then going home, you're wired up. I got my suit. I'm looking fresh. You know, my adrenaline's pumping. Just got off TV at the United Center. Blackhawks were playing, so you know all the fans were behind you. You're hyped up. It was an hour-long show. Then you take your ass home, and you're like, it's daylight savings. There's a lot of things that are working against me to take a nap before this shift. Daylight savings, getting off of TV, kids aren't going to sleep. It's just a lot. Anyway, the good thing is that I'm here. And I got to be honest, Sean, I am shocked that I have not got my first call yet.
Honestly, me too. I figured a lot of people would be wanting to talk Bears.
I am shocked and disappointed at my Night Owls that not one person has called in yet in the first couple of minutes. It's the Tuesday. The Tuesday's throwing them off. I'm usually on Mondays and Fridays. The Tuesday's throwing off. Exactly. Cue the McConan. Would you have known that? Maybe not. But this is going to be a, don't tell me, I hope this is not going to be a weird shift. I am not ready for the weird shift, because then I'm really going to be mad at my boss for picking Tuesday over Monday. Like, you threw a wrench in the whole thing, thinking people were going to call in, and here I am playing replays all night until 5 in the morning.
I think we just call him at that point. I think we just call him at like 3:30.
Hey, no, he called me like 12:20 and say, Borth, I am going home. Nobody knows we do this shift. They think I'm doing the Sunday shift. Everybody was ready yesterday to call in for Therapist Gabe. We did send a tweet out, though. You sent a tweet out.
I put a tweet out.
I saw the tweet. Well, maybe I'll just talk to you about exactly what I talked about on the Chicago Lead today for a whole hour. I have thoughts. I'll give you the updates on, of course, everything that happened with the Bears. I want to be a bit serious when I, you know, do this. You know, first let's start with the safety position, right? Kobe Bryant, I mean, hold on. What is going on here? What's around my, there we go. So Kobe Bryant getting signed, it's one of those things where you say to yourself, is this a snap decision based off of the Super Bowl and trying to, you know, get someone who played at a high level? Because for those of you that don't know, Ryan Poles has made it very clear time and time again that the safety position is one of the most difficult to evaluate. And of course, to sign Kobe Bryant from the very beginning says a lot about, you know, what your desires are. You know, what I said was that if Ryan Poles thinks the safety is the hardest position to evaluate, then he'd much rather sign the top person available so that way you just are guaranteed to get that right, as opposed to trying to draft someone or get a mid-level safety to try to figure it out. But it's essentially what he did with Kevin Byard, right? He went out and got a bona fide safety that he knew was going to be good and that could shore up that position. That has been in Ryan Poles' DNA for that position in particular. Now, but be mindful that he drafted Jaquan Brisker first, right? Him, Kyler Gordon, second round picks, Jaquan Brisker coming out of Penn State. And again, he wanted a blue chipper. So it's either a blue chipper or you're going to sign a veteran. He wants nothing in between. So it was interesting about the Kobe White deal. The other interesting thing is the dollars. Kevin Byard was making 7.5. Jaquan Brisker was making like 1.8. So you're less than $10 million for both of your safeties, and now you're over $10 million for one of them. So what does that tell you, though? Is he going to go out and sign someone else? No. He will go in the draft and draft someone else so that way you can offset those dollars. It's just business 101. But there were a lot of moves made by the Chicago Bears today in free agency. And curious your thoughts. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Greg out in Yorkville. Greg, Bears made some moves today. I'm curious, what was your favorite signing so far?
Well, I think the Kobe Bryant is the one so far. Also, the linebacker. The only problem is that I am not 100% sure as far as his resume and how well he's done. He's been, at least what I'm told, he's been inconsistent. But he did have a good year, I think, what is it, 2 years ago, or was it last year? I don't remember.
Kobe Bryant? Or who are you talking about?
No, was it Devin White?
Devin Bush. Oh, Devin Bush. You're talking about the linebacker. Yeah, Devin Bush.
Yeah, the linebacker.
Yeah.
So how well did he do? Is that I was under the impression that he had a one very good year, one inconsistent year.
Yeah, I think when you're looking at Devin Bush and the amount of dollars the Bears gave him, right? 3 years, $30 million deal. You're saving about $8 million off of what you would have paid Tremaine Edmonds. He's an off-ball linebacker, so some are making the assumption that he will take over T.J. Edwards' spot, and then T.J. Edwards will take over the middle linebacker role. These are just assumptions, obviously. The guy hasn't even gotten the building yet. But Devin Bush himself, remember, former Michigan Wolverine, number 10 pick in the draft. 125 tackles last year. Did you say that over the air? Say it over the air.
125 tackles last year.
Sean Sears, come on, bro. You're the man here, all right? That's a great number. But, again, I always try to tell people, Greg, middle linebackers, that's what they're supposed to do, right? Those shouldn't be – I think TJ was like a buck 50-something, you know. But Devin Bush, go to your question. When will Pittsburgh obviously knew what they were doing, wanting a dog in that sense. But he was dealing with some injuries. You know, maybe wasn't necessarily the right timing for him. But he gets to go over to Cleveland and play on that defense, right, with Schlesinger at linebacker, Bush at linebacker, then, of course, got Myles Garrett over there. So he had not a renaissance, but he kind of righted the ship and got himself back. The knock on him, Greg, is that he's small, 5'11". You know what I'm saying? 5'11", 230-something. That's what I weigh right now. Not just playing. I don't weigh 235. But I'm over 200, you know, 6 foot. But you know, you look at Devin Bush and you're thinking that's what that is. But you're getting a different kind of a linebacker, Greg. And where Tremaine Edmonds, remember, he was drafted by, he was brought in with Matt Eberflus in that regime and to play that particular defense, to be a guy that can drop back and cover too. Devin Bush is the guy that's going to stop, get the couple tackles for a loss. Read the play and hit the gap. Like, he's going to be that guy where you didn't get a lot of that from Tremaine Edmonds, right? You're going to get a lot of that from Devin Bush. You know what I'm saying, Greg?
Well, I mean, I totally get it. I think he is going to, if he's going to be that undersized, he has to be a weak side linebacker. TJ's going to have to be middle. The only problem that I have is, you know, what is our tackle going to do? His name is escaping me.
Wait, what position are you talking about, Greg?
Our current defensive tackle, I think he's in his last year, Dexter.
Oh, Javon Dexter, yeah.
Yeah. So, usually for guys like, I don't know, guys like, who's undersized, like Bush, you need someone who's going to be at least an end that's going to come upfield and demand that tackle or guard to kind of keep an eye on him while you're, you know, trying to find a hole to push through or going to the first running back to your side. But I'm hoping that this linebacker can do and at least be able to do what Tremaine Edmonds was supposed to do. And that and Kobe Bryant can be that safety. Now, my bigger question is, what the hell were we going to pick at
25?
Strong safety.
Oh, it's strong safety. Yeah. I think they'll tackle that in the draft, Greg. I think right now you're kind of seeing what the priority is, and you see it's edge and left tackle. And I think Ryan Poles in his first day of free agency was trying to just shore that up, so that they can be laser focused on what the actual, you know, A priorities are and what they can plug and play with, whether it's the center position with Bradbury, whether it's, you know, the defensive tackle position, Gilmore. They're just putting in bodies because they have to. So does everybody else, right? You got to get bodies in those moments, Greg. But I think Kobe Bryant, I think Devin Bush, these are guys that, you know, you got to understand, you know, when you look at the Seattle Seahawks, they're winning the Super Bowl without anybody having 10 sacks, right? They didn't have some game wrecker on the defensive line, but they played as a unit, and I think that's what the Bears are going for, where obviously they would hope Montez Sweat can be that dude, but at the same time, they're just trying to get better at each position, and I think they've upgraded at free safety, you know, over Kevin Byard. I think they've upgraded it. Not necessarily that Tremaine Edmonds is not as good as Devin Bush, but you're getting a different type of linebacker, and I think it's more suited to the type of linebacker the Bears need in the present, especially with stopping the run. And I think they'll continue to do that, you know, along the defensive line, just making upgrades so that that way they can continue to get better. You know what I'm saying, Greg?
Yeah, I mean, I actually thought they were going to do the opposite. I thought they were going to go in the draft and get Rodriguez, the linebacker.
Yeah.
And then have two veterans at safety.
I mean, but Greg, if he's available, right? If he's available, that Brian Poles made it very clear he's going to go with best available. TJ Edwards is still dealing with a fibula issue. Nobody wants. You ever got kicked in the shin? Nobody wants to deal with that, right? So, I mean, he's not that I'm comparing getting kicked in the shin to what TJ Edwards is going through, but he's dealing with that issue still, and he might not be ready for training camp. And if Rodriguez is there, I promise you, if he's the best available, the Bears are going to take a look at him anyway. You know what I'm saying? Because TJ Edwards' contract is going to be coming up too. So, you know, you're just going to take best available because you want bodies there. And I think that ultimately that's what you're going to get. But, Greg, I appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks for hanging out with us. Again, Gabe Ramirez, until 5 o'clock in the morning, hanging out with you guys. 312-644-6767. Night Owls in the building. Talking about the Bears and all the moves that they've made in free agency. So, of course, if you're just tuning in, you haven't necessarily had a chance to hear what the Bears have done. You've been working or whatever. Bears did sign Devin Bush, 3 years, $30 million, 21 of it guaranteed. Trying to get a little speedier up the middle. Also got Kobe Bryant from the world champion Seattle Seahawks, 3 years, $40 million deal. Case Keenum comes back to the Bears, 2 years, $5.5 million, max value of $8 million. And we all know why that went down. All you that are part of the Bajency, get ready because that boy is on the move. Facts. Raxon Jones, 1 year deal that can go up to $10 million, which I thought was, you know, it's 1 year, $5 million with incentives that go up to 10. That one was weird to me. David Hall and I on the Chicago Lead on CHSN last night, we were kind of going back and forth, and I'm like, why did he only get, what offensive lineman, what left tackle that has starts under his belt only gets $5 million? Like, was it like a reverse thing where he was connected to the Bears and Ryan Poles and he wanted to stick around and gave him a good deal? Like, that was wild. Neville Gallimore, defensive tackle from the Indianapolis Colts, signed a 2-year, $12 million deal. DeMarco Jackson, the jump on top of the pile guy, 2 years, $7.5 million. Think it's worth it, whether he's going to be a special teamer, you know, if you continue to add depth at that position, or you give him a look as a rotational piece. It's a good deal. And then Daniel Hardy, another guy that's huge on special teams, 2 years, $5 million. He's probably one of their top special teams guys. So, you know, obviously there's still moves to be made by the Chicago Bears. This we know, but those are the ones that are there in the present. So ready to talk to you about it. 312-644-6767. Favorite signing so far? Any other teams that made you kind of perk up by their signings? Again, taking your phone calls. Going to be talking about this all night. We got a lot of people to hear from. Brad Biggs was on. Of course, I myself will be going all the way to 5 o'clock. That's when I'll be passing it off to the homies. Dustin Rhodes with the pregame show at 5 o'clock. That leads you right into Mully and Hall. They'll start at 5:30. They got Brad Biggs. Speaking of him, he'll be on at 7. Mike DeCourcy, 8 o'clock. Chris Chelios, who I know this is like a little baby flex of a name drop, just hanging out with him last night at the UC before the Blackhawks game. He was telling us about his mom passing away at 92, Chris Chelios, and how she said the key to life, before she passed, was talking about the key to life was taking two shots. two shots of scotch. It's great. Telling the story is awesome. And then they'll have Bruce Levine at 9 o'clock hanging out as well. But let's go back out to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Darren out in Algonquin. Darren, Bears made some moves today. Do you think they got better today?
I do. It remains to be seen whether or not they're getting any better. But they did make some shrewd moves, I think. Some not so obvious moves, but I think these linebacker acquisitions and what they've done to kind of bring someone in to compete for that center job as well, with you know, reasonable money, they've had to get rid of some players that they really liked. You know, I'm not sure how much they like DJ Moore. They did trade him, but yeah.
Paid him too.
He was a guy. He
paid
was a guy that I was sorry to see go because we had some big moments with him.
Mm-hmm. And I think the Bears did right by him, right? I think ultimately they gave him money, a great extension, and then they let him get paid by somebody else. That's like a win-win for everybody in those moves.
But I agree. As a fan, I kind of like DJ.
I was the number one person that said don't trade DJ. I thought the Bears needed him. I think they're going to miss him sorely, and I think that you'll see that when it comes, like when somebody gets injured on the team, and you know, all of a sudden you're a receiver short. It's like, oh damn. And you don't have nobody that's that good. Either way, it doesn't even hear there. What I want to say to Darren is about, you know, you mentioned the free agent moves, specifically at the linebacker position for the Bears. Isn't it interesting to see Ryan Poles now a couple years into the job, right? You're first year on the job, the first time you sign a free agent or make a trade, it's your first time ever doing it, right? So you're learning the intricacies of, you've been around it, but you haven't done it yourself. And so now we're seeing a seasoned Ryan Poles, and everybody's always saying, Darren, let him cook. Well, how does it look when the cook got his own little seasoning on himself? And I think that's what we're seeing here, a different Ryan Poles.
Well, I agree. I'm a big believer in experience. Experience really makes a difference. You know, the only way to get wisdom is through experience. So we have to give him some time. And I agree. He has gotten more shrewd, it seems to me.
Yes.
You know, you can't learn how to you know, roast a chicken your first time. It takes a little time, you know, you adjust the timing.
Steak in the broiler. How about we go, Darren, how about we go with steak in the broiler? Because I think that's a good
one. Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Because
everybody can put a steak in a broiler, but you know what it is. Every broiler is different, and you got to burn, not burn a steak, but you got to cook a steak poorly. One time.
Hey, you know, the distance from the burners, how many burners
you know
going,
what,
you
know what I'm talking about.
You're using, it all makes a difference. Do you turn it over during the boiling process, or do you let it roll?
Look at that. And here's another one, and I've dealt with this one. You know, if I'm going 8 minutes on one side, I'm only going seven on the other. I'm not doing the whole 8 and 8, which is what people would tell you to do, but not me.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we all have our own methods. And if it works for you, then, you know, there's no argument.
Exactly. And Ryan Poles has learned that, too. Right. That's what we're getting at, Darren, you and I.
Yes.
Is that Ryan Poles has learned how to cook the steak. And now we're getting a beautiful medium rare with the crust on the outside. Right. That's what we're getting in the first day of free agency,
well,
I think.
You know, that's okay. I'll go with you. That's what it looks like, but we got to taste it, okay? That's what it looks like, but we got to taste it, and we won't be tasting it until we put the ball in the ground.
True.
Between the hash marks and start making some dirt.
Darren, because you got to let it rest before you cut it. I'm here with you. I'm here. You can't cut it too soon. You gotta, you know.
You keep coming in the back door on those things. I mean,
it's my favorite. All right,
you're getting, you're coming in. I do believe that that they're doing some things that you can, you know, I think I can get behind. I'm not gonna you know, be crying in my beer that we, you know, this or that. You know, I think that the Drew Dolman thing is really disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, maybe disappointing is not the right word, but it's certainly a bit frustrating. And shocking.
Disappointing is the right word for me. I'm just so disappointed. I thought this guy, you know, he's a young guy. I thought we were going to have this guy till he was 30 something, and he was such a good player. And to see him go,
yeah, Pro Bowler
was tough. But I can understand it. You know, the game, it can do things to you that not everybody is comfortable with and or willing. His father was a player, as we all know, and so he got some wisdom from his dad, and maybe he took his advice at some point, because he's already made himself a nice he's a winner at the bank already.
Oh yeah, making as much money as he did, went to Stanford. He's a smart dude, so you know, I'm sure he's gonna double triple that money, as he should. And it is disappointing. The disappointing part is that here's what I think is disappointing about it, right, Derek? I don't think it's disappointing that he retired. I think everybody has their own path. I don't want to knock anyone for choosing what they want to choose. The disappointing part is that and this is more on the real side, right? Like, you played four seasons with a certain team. Then you come to play with the Chicago Bears, and you found no joy in a year that we all thought was the most joyful in decades, or in a decade, right? And, you know, we found so much joy in this season, and it was disappointing that Drew Dalman didn't. You know, he, or I don't want to say didn't, but maybe didn't find enough to keep him playing, right? And I think that's the disappointing part. Like, no, we were doing something so well. I thought you didn't like this. You didn't like Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson and being the center for, like, you didn't like that? Okay, all right. Like, that's disappointing, you know what I mean? But not his choice. But, Darren, I appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks for hanging out tonight. I appreciate it.
It's great chatting with you. Have a good night.
Of course. Now. Always feel free to call me up. Phone lines are always open. I might not always be here, but I certainly, when I am, will talk to you. And the phone lines are open right now, all right? 312-644-6767. All my people, I feel like, I got to be honest, I'm feeling a little lonely.
Oh, Gabe.
That was great. I'm feeling a little lonely. Like, I feel like I might have taken for granted my Sunday into Monday night owls. I think I did. I'm gonna be transparent, because I am therapist Gabe, and I can talk to myself, which I do more often than not. And yeah, I realized that I've taken for granted my Sunday into Monday people. I thought that they would just be here every day, just like our bosses did. Why am I throwing subtle shade at our bosses for this one?
And I listen, and it's fine. Yeah,
it's cool. So Sean, you couldn't work Thursday into Friday either, bro. What's up? Did you hear what happened with that?
No, what happened?
There's no Thursday into Friday producer, so I'm doing Wednesday night instead.
Oh, what? No, I think they have me working. I think I'm filling in.
Are
for
you doing
Tandy
that Wednesday?
Friday. I think that's why they couldn't have me do it. I had to fill in for Tandy.
Ah, they couldn't even ask you.
Yeah, I'm on 2 to 6.
That's so funny. Good, good. I'm happy for you. You deserve to be up there, bro. I'm telling you.
Thanks, man.
I even feel slighted by your lack of progress maybe over here. But you're on the right path. I will say this. I'll give you a compliment. I've heard unsolicited, that Sean was doing a better job. And I threw out there, I had a little chatty with him, and I said, you know, reset button. You get to dictate people's narratives. And they were like, oh, man, well, maybe it worked. And so I just want to say unsolicited, I heard that. So you are doing a great job. And I think these are helping you out, win back some grace in the juice cup, because we know this job gets you some merit. You know, this shift gets you some merit.
Yeah, just a little.
Just a little bit. Yeah, people feel bad for you. You know what I'm saying? You pick up a couple overnights. They're like, okay, next week. Like next week?
Yeah.
They're like, hey, David Howe's off Wednesday to Friday. You want to do the morning show next week? I'm like, yes. But I know it's like, damn, I'm making this guy work some overnights. Let me give him some morning shows. Got you. But the good news is the caffeine has kicked in, and I'm feeling great right now. So I want to talk to you. I am not here to do the. I am not here to talk about. I am here to talk about steaks, but I'm not here to talk like stupid stuff on the radio. It's just not what I don't want. It's not what I do. I need co-hosts, and that is you. All right. So let's talk about these Bears. Let's talk about the moves they're making. Devin Bush, do you think he's an upgrade over Tremaine Edmonds? Or are you kind of weary about a guy who wears number 30 when he's playing linebacker? 312-644-6767. Your phone calls next is Gabe Ramirez right here on 104.3 The Score.
But what I'll never do for a Chicago Fire promo is lick my finger, put it in the air, and go, tss.
Steak dinner, boom.
Just gets it outside one more time. Clock will run.
Oh, they're going to get... They're going to get Neville Gallimore. He kicked the offensive lineman from the Giants while he was laying on his back. So you see Gallimore, he's working there on the left side against Justin Pugh, and he hits DeVito in the back, and Pugh didn't like it. But now take a look, watch. So he takes a shot at him, but now watch Gallimore.
Oh yeah,
he kicks him.
That is not a good play.
No.
At all.
I wonder if they're going to kick him out.
They could.
After the play... Personal foul, unnecessary roughness, number 96 of the defense. Number 96 has been disqualified from the game. It's a 15-yard penalty, automatic first down.
Yeah, so Neville Gallimore kicked out after that kick to the not-so-great area.
Yeah.
And he'll get a nice fine for that one.
Let's get back to more Gabe Ramirez on 104.3 The Score.
Thank you, Russ Matera. It is Gabe Ramirez on 104.3 The Score. And we do have ourselves a bad boy. You know, Ryan Poles shied away from Jalen Carter at one point because he felt like the Bears locker room couldn't handle a bad boy. And now...
Oh yeah, he kicks him.
You got Neville Gallimore. One of the many additions the Bears have made over the last 24 hours of free agency. I know the tampering window, nobody can really sign until Wednesday. But the Bears added defensive tackle Neville Gallimore on a two-year, $12 million deal, making him one of their first reported day one free agency moves. And it's important because, obviously, the Bears need interior defensive help, which is odd. It's like one of those I feel like it's the Packers with their wide receivers. Where, like, every year they're like, dude, we need more receivers.
And next but none year, of them can be first-round picks.
And they all, like, are the same person.
Just copies of Jordy Nelson.
Literally. And you're like, dude, these guys are the same. And, like, who was it, Matthew Golden last year? You're like, I've seen him. Wait, he's Christian Watson. Like, I've seen this before. These are the same guys. And I laugh because I'm like, you guys are idiots. Like you don't realize that you need to get either a super alpha or like a speedy C receiver, and you continue to get these B guys. Anyway, Bears are in the same boat because that's how it is with defensive tackle. Zach Pickens, Grady Jarrett, Javon Dexter, now or what was Andrew. This is the Andrew Billings replacement. Let's be very clear. Neville Gallimore is an Andrew Billings replacement, and the hope is that he can be healthy. Last year, he played all 17 games, and that's something that had the Bears got that from Andrew Billings, and obviously there was a bit of a decline over Billings. He's older, so you get a little younger. That's what they wanted to do, right? You swap out a Kevin Byard for a Kobe Bryant. You swap out a Tremaine Edmonds for a Devin Bush. You swap out a Andrew Billings for a Neville Gallimore. I mean, these are the important things. So last year, 38 tackles, 3.5 sacks, 3 passes defended, all career best or near best production for Neville. Obviously, going into a contract, your guys like to play a little bit better. But the fact of the matter is, it looks like a rotational signing, right? It's not like a star splash. This isn't a guy whose name you're going to be talking about. He's one of the worst at stopping the run. Clay Harbor was talking about that yesterday on the Big Pro Football Show on CHSN. But he's plus in the pass rush, creating pressure up the middle. So, I mean, he's somebody that you're going to want to look out for. I mean, geez, there's just so much. This free agency wave from the Bears is going to be, oh, man, it's going to be tough. Because is he going to be a good value signing? That's going to remain to be seen. Is he going to duplicate last year's success? Who knows? But it's like, what are you expecting, right? Like, we as Bears fans, we want, you know, immediate productivity by whoever it is that we sign. You're pissed about Dayo Odenbo, tears his Achilles, plays half the season, and you're paying him over $10 million a year. That sucks, especially because you think about the numbers the Bears are giving out right now, right? Devin Bush costs $10 million a year. Think about that. Your new linebacker that you're banking on costs $10 million. Your defensive end that you were banking on costs you over $10 million, didn't have the productivity, and tore his Achilles. Damn, that sucks. So, I mean, it's tough, man. But again, there's other moves that were made. Devin Bush, linebacker for the Bears. Kobe Bryant getting signed. Last year, 66 tackles for Kobe Bryant. 4 interceptions, 1 forced fumble. I don't know about these moves, guys. I got to be honest. These all just seem like moves out of necessity more so than anything else. This is not something that, you know. But here's some good numbers on Devin Bush. And I was looking this up earlier when I was prepping. After his first two seasons, Bush hasn't been over 6.5% in missed tackles. I love that stat. After his first two seasons, remember, dealing with injuries, drama, whatever's going on, a lot of expectations on you, you get to figure that out. But after those first two seasons, 6.7% missed tackles? Hello? In those 5 seasons, he played... Bush averaged 5% missed tackles. Edmonds missed 10.3% of his tackles. in 2023. 8.3% in 2024 and lowered it to 5.9% last year. That's what Devin Bush is. I should credit this person. I'll look that up in a second where I got the article from. But it was someone that was talking about it being two different linebackers and that that's what you're getting. So, again, it's Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you, 104.3 to score.
A little clarity on that stat you just gave, though, Gabe. Yes. Like, elite percentage for tackle rate is 5 to 7%, good to above average 7 to 10%. So you're talking about a guy who's been right about an elite level, not missed tackling.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's a
big difference. I mean, you talk about, like, you think about the Josh Jacobs touchdown run, how many dudes he ran through on that. Like, you know, Bush probably is a guy that might make that tackle.
Think about the first half of the season.
Yeah.
When every single game, you know, the opposing running back was putting up a buck something. And you were like, oh, my God, this rushing defense is terrible.
Yeah.
They shorted up. But, I mean.
These guys are doing fundamentals, right? Like, this is the stuff you should be expecting from your guys. But it was clearly an issue for the Bears last year. Hopefully that helps. But, yeah, like, Devin Bush is fast. But I don't know if he moves the needle quite as much as maybe even a Tremaine Edmonds would have a couple of years ago when they signed him, right? But, you know, like, Kobe Bryant is interesting. But these are guys that are, you know, probably hopefully let the Bears go and get the guys that are going to be difference makers on defense.
And that's
right?
Just it, right? Like, finding the guys that are not, none of those guys are value signings. They were guys that you're paying them and you're hoping that they perform a little bit better than their contract, that they're good. You're paying good guys, but you're like, hey, bro, I'm giving you this money. And hey, if you want to play a little bit better than you've been paying, that would be great. But if you play the same, that's what we're paying you for. But we would love it if you paid a little bit better. And I think they all want to play a little bit better, too, to get one more check in that situation. But you're right. These signings have set the Bears up. I mean, listen, they weren't able to pull the trigger on Max Crosby. They tried, I'm sure.
Right.
You know, the rumors were out there. They couldn't do it. And so there are other guys. We should look that up right now. There are other guys that are out there that are still, you know, to be had. And
Trey Hendrickson is still floating around there.
I
mean,
and listen. You know the game. Well, first of all, you've seen teams overpay, right? Like you saw the Carolina Panthers throw out a boatload of money for Jalen Phillips, right? And, I mean, Jesus, the Indianapolis Colts literally opened the bank for Alec Pierce, which is wild. Because I've been picking up Alec Pierce on my fantasy football teams knowing he was good in, like, the later rounds and never panning out. And then now he's all of a sudden getting this ridiculous contract.
I mean, like, John Franklin Myers got $63 million from the Titans.
That's what I'm saying. Like, people are paying money.
Jets, but.
So, you know, when you're looking at that, you're just like, oh, my God. People have money out there. Let me see something. I know. I was listening to somebody do that earlier on the radio. And I was like, what is the guy doing? And here I am doing it. But you just have to. In 2026... With all the answers at your fingertips, it should be okay to let your radio personalities do that. You know,
well, I mean, you see what like Carolina gave like Jalen Phillips, like it was like
that's what I'm saying.
Like
that's what I said.
Something.
It's ridiculous.
$120 million. What are we doing?
All right, look at this. As of today, here are the teams with the most cap space left. Okay, Raiders have $87 million. Raiders have $87 million after giving up all that money. Commanders, 80. Chargers, 66. Titans, 53. Jets, 52. Bears are nowhere in that. The Bears, 13.6 cap space. That's where it's at. It's tough. It's not a lot of money. 13.6. Spot Rack has them at 25.1, actually. Sorry. 25.1.
Still, though, right.
Oh, my goodness.
Tyson Bagent, you are a Miami Dolphin.
You are backing up Malik Willis. That'd be great.
Nicer weather out there, at least, right?
Hey, Malik Willis is not mad that he's going into a crap show. He's like, what? You sent me from Green Bay backing up buddy Jordan Love, and now you got rid of Tua and you're giving me the keys? In Miami, I'm about to be the starting QB in Miami, even for 1 year. Thank you, football gods. I will, but I don't know. It's so funny. What's the guy's name that came on before me?
Oh, Rami Makhlouf.
No. The dude doing the national show.
Oh, I don't know his
name. People always complain about him. What's his name? Anyway, he had, I don't know if you weren't paying attention, Sean, but there was a Dolphin fan that called it. Did you hear him?
I heard this going on in the background, but I didn't pay attention.
So for those of you that were listening an hour ago, you'd appreciate this. Because
Linnell Willingham.
Great job. Does a fantastic job. Westwood One, our partners over there, you know, sometimes when I'm, usually he's on a Tuesday. But not today. No wonder nobody's listening.
Oh, yeah, he kicks him.
And while he's down, too. Damn, I forgot my train of thought now, Sean. I messed up. That one took me out. It took me.
He was talking about the dolphins. Yeah.
So the guy calls in, and I felt bad for the guy. Listen, my grandma lives in, my grandma, my aunt, I got family in Miami, you know what I mean? Like real family. And I felt the pain in this guy's voice because he was a Latino, you know, hella Latinos in Miami, right? My, hella Latinos. And I felt this guy because he sounded like me, where it was like, This Latino that was calling in and was pained, right? A true NFL fan. He's talking to Buddy Linnell, and he's like, why did they go get Malik Willis? Malik Willis is going to win you 5 or 6 games. That's not tanking. If you're going to get rid of Tua, you should tank all the way. Why'd you go get Malik Willis? And I'm listening to this guy, and I'm thinking, damn, you must be deep. You calling Buddy at a – and it's an hour later. So that means it's 12 – you know, it's this time. It's 12:45 a.m. in Miami. Miami, there's so many amazing things to be doing, and you're listening to Linnell Williams talking about you are hurt.
He's looking for a North Star, man. He's trying to find his way.
You need to call therapist Gabe. You called the wrong show, Papa. You did the wrong. But he's just, I know he's going hard. He's like, I just don't understand this. I'm like, man, Malik Willis got you going through a thing. Don't let that guy be a server at the restaurant Malik Willis is at. Because he will spit in his food.
It's got to feel like, I mean, for us, though, that's got to feel like when, like, Andy Dalton got signed or, like, Mike Glennon, where it's just oh, God, it's going to take this long. Like, we're gonna sign one of these guys until we get the real one.
And that's what he was saying. He's like, we're going to win five. He was saying the Dolphins are going to win 5 or 6 games. And
that's right. And they wouldn't get Arch Manning then, right?
And they're not going to get the quarterback of the future. And that's exactly what he was saying. And I felt for him. So Malik Washington. Malik Willis. That's so funny. Malik Washington is the name of their wide receiver.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's another guy.
And I'm like, what am I doing right now? Okay, so they got Quinn Ewers as the backup. But yeah, Jalen Waddle and Malik Washington. Ooh, that's tough. That is tough. Devin Achane, ooh, tough. I mean, if they see that, this is what most teams are doing, and this is what a lot of people aren't paying attention to. The league is going back, not necessarily to being a running league, but the way they're approaching running is different, where the two-back system, which has been in place for a while now, is being utilized differently, where at one point it was the change of pace back, and then it was our offense is so good via the quarterback and wide receivers that we don't need superior running back play, so we'll just keep these average guys fresh. That's what it was. But now you're getting two good guys. Right, they're duplicating the Detroit success of the Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery, where they want two above average guys. The Bears were doing last year in what they thought was Kyle Manungai and Swift. And so teams are starting to do that. So Devin Achane with Jalen Wright and Ollie Gordon. I loved Ollie Gordon last year. I thought he just got hurt and couldn't necessarily perform at the highest level. But again, what my point is, if a team like the Dolphins, damn, I do sound like Linnell Williams because I'm talking about the Dolphins. Instead of the Bears, what am I doing? Anyway, the point that I'm trying to make.
I thought some Miami was going to come out of you there for
quickly,
a second.
I know. Quickly, the point that I'm trying to make is the Dolphins can right the ship if they go back to that level of basic. What the Bears did last year after the bye week, when they realized we're not a great team, we got a decent offensive line, and if we could just pound the rock and go run, pass, and make Caleb Williams' jobs easier, then we can have time of possession, which could be our best defender, and remain close in these games and maybe pull out a couple victories. And that's what they're going to do. Malik Willis is more than capable of doing that. Get converting third and shorts, whether it's with his legs, right? A lot of RPOs they're going to be able to run. I mean, so I'd be pissed if I was that caller too, because they are going to win about 5 or 6 games and play themselves out of that first pick.
Yeah, 100% right. They're going to be a little too talented, I think.
It's too talented.
Yeah. And we saw like Malik Willis almost beat the Bears.
multiple times.
Yeah.
Like he's legit. because he came. He went. He was in Tennessee, right?
Yeah, I was in Tennessee for a bit.
And then they moved on from him because they drafted Buddy from Kentucky.
Was it Cam Ward?
No.
Oh, I'm thinking from prior. This is forever ago.
Yeah. The guy who got mad. He was mad that they drafted Cam Ward, and you're like, dude, but you literally were not good enough.
It's like Will something or whatever.
Yeah, Will. Yeah. Oh,
he had the deal with the mayonnaise thing.
I didn't want to look
at
the mayonnaise thing. You're right. Oh, man.
We were making fun of Porth about it. Yeah, he doesn't matter. But yeah, no, that guy was there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, that's why they moved on from Malik Willis, right? And
I think Willis like didn't have a job there for a second. I think the Packers picked him up and were like, hey, you want to come back up Jordan Love?
It was a great one.
And I just make $54 million.
Is that what they signed him for?
Yeah.
$54
million? I think that's the cap hit. Or maybe I think it's a 3 years. It's like 45, 53 with the signing, something like that.
3 years is ridiculous. You know what? This is how much it doesn't matter. I am on MiamiDolphins.com, and I just clicked on their news section because you would think, you know, Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
Clicking the news, that'd be on top of the list. But in pure Miami Dolphins fashion, the first, anybody can do this, go to MiamiDolphins.com. Their first story, you should do it. Sean, I want you to see this first picture because it is that asinine that it's on there. Go to MiamiDolphins.com and then actually MiamiDolphins.com/news would be the site you'd go to. MiamiDolphins.com. Please, if you're in the car listening or you're at work and you're bored, pull out your computer.
It's the mascot.
It's the mascot holding a damn cup celebrating the 305
Foods and Fan.
I mean, what are we doing?
So they might not be able to announce the signing because it's like not like official. They can't be made official till whatever Wednesday. That's probably what it is. But even still, like, what a goofy picture. Yeah,
Going to ChicagoBears.com. Yeah. Because I know.
What's Larry Myers got to say?
Larry Myers is ready. Here, news. Okay, fair. It's not on the Bears either. All right, I take back everything I said.
You know, it's been weird, though, and I'm. This is just probably me being dumb, but like I really love Jeremiah Love from Notre Dame. Just love
running backs
as well. But now that the Chiefs have taken Kenneth Walker, he was probably like the only team that was going to maybe take him like in that early on. So like...
That's a deep cut and a great one. That's a great take.
Yeah.
That's a great one. If he won't be.
I don't think he will. Someone's going to trade up for him or someone will take him. But, man, I mean, that would be such a... And then, like, can you imagine Chicago having to, like, agree with Ben Johnson saying he loves him, but, like, everything else in football telling you shouldn't be taking running backs there?
But he was part of the Detroit team that took Jahmyr Gibbs 12.
Took Jahmyr Gibbs, right. Yeah. Exactly. Took him at 12.
Yeah, so they are – he's very much aware of that and what impact that can make on the team. So he's definitely done that. All right, let me see where they have him in the, if they still have him in the mock. Oh, yeah. They got Jeremiah Love going to number 7 to the Commanders.
I don't know.
You know, because they moved on from Brian Robinson.
They did.
And then they had this, like, hodgepodge of running backs.
And they apparently have $80 million in cap space.
And they have $80 million in cap space. But, I mean, geez. Jeremiah Love, number 7 to the Commanders, to put him with Jaden Daniels? Whoa. But you know what? To be honest, I mean, you know, they had a formidable running back duo with Robinson and Austin Eckler.
Yeah, they did.
So that doesn't scare me that they go get Jeremiah Love.
Jane Daniels himself is a running threat, right?
So I don't. But damn, they haven't gone that high.
Surprised. Honestly, 10 even felt kind of high.
Going to Cincinnati?
Or what was KC? Isn't KC like 11 or
nine,
something like that?
KC's
they're
9.
Even that 9 felt a little high, but still.
I know. That one's a tough one. But, you know, again, we'll see it. Things happen. If there's one thing we know about mock drafts, they're wrong. They are wrong.
Mark Grody had the Bears taking Tyler Warren.
Did he? I wish they would have taken
Ask
Tyler
him
Warren.
About Justin Steele the next time you see him.
Why?
He wrote off Justin Steele, and then he like had his best season ever.
Grody. Oh, my God.
See, I don't know about this Justin Steele guy. That's like a near Cy Young season. It's great.
Yeah. Ace of the team for this.
I was telling him, tell him PCA is going to suck. I'm sure he's the MVP this year.
Yeah, Team USA, PCA. Don't make me try to do a baseball subject.
I almost lured you in.
I could do a little WBC. I mean, listen, the fact of the matter is, Sean, it's you and I for 4 hours.
Yeah, it seems like it might just be
us. Because the phone lines are, like my 4-year-old daughter would say, did. She said that. My 4-year-old daughter. Because it's that time of the day. First of all, Gabe Ramirez, 104.3 Score, phone lines are open. I encourage you to call in there, or else you're going to be listening to this all night. 312-644-6767. My four-year-old daughter, I was not this person. Mm-hmm. But like my cousin, and obviously I have friends, you know, they were the ones that came up with the words, you know, like the new words that you kind of started saying.
Sure.
Like my daughter, I don't understand how she's the coolest person in our house at 4 years old. Now, mind you, I'm on TV and on the radio. Like, I'm pretty damn cool. I'm on multiple stages. I'm cool. And my daughter wipes the floor with me. When she, like, I'll come home. She's just super cool in the words she comes up with, things that she says. And yeah, she came up with did. And I was like, what? And she's like, did. She's like, I don't want to say dead. So I just said did.
Not even just like she can't. She's just like, yeah, I'm going to say it.
Yeah, things. I don't want to say dead. So I just started saying did. And I think to myself, like, you're four. Like, and you're like, you're where with
trendsetter,
all?
Man.
Trendsetter. And I'm telling you, she has this like gold glitter lipstick that doubles as like an eyeshadow. And, you know, she'll be like, Papi, I'll be right back. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And then she comes back and she's got this thing and she's like doing twirls in the living room. And I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm a fashion girl. And I'm like, oh, okay. All right then.
Obviously.
All right, last story I'll say because I'm going to go to a break. My daughter's four, but she turns five in September. So she misses that weird cutoff.
You can either be the oldest or youngest.
And she's going to be and what's odd is that, so my daughter that I just had, she's born in August. And then my four-year-old that I'm talking about is born in September. So my four-year-old will be the oldest person in her class, and my August baby will be the youngest person in her class.
Tenderness. Mm-hmm.
And so, but we kind of bumped her into pre-K because she has an older sister, right? I got a five-year-old. She has an older sister, and I was like, she can keep up. She knows how to read. She's four. She knows how to read. It's like, put her right into the thing. So our first parent-teacher conference, I'm like, all right, how's she doing? I know she's the youngest girl in the class. All these people already turned five already. Like, the lady was like, no, your daughter's the leader of this classroom. I swear to God on my life, this is what she said.
This would be your kid, though.
She's like, your daughter will come in. She's like, and the kids will be playing in one area. And your daughter will be like, I want to play over here. She's like, and all of a sudden, all the kids will go over there. And I'm like, really? I was like, we were so worried about it. Like, no. She's like, the other day she came in saying, bro.
She called people bro.
And she's like, by the end of the class, everybody was saying bro. And one of the parents was just randomly telling me that, she's like, man, Sadie came home. His daughter came home and was saying bro. And I was like, man, I think that's my daughter's fault. The teacher just told me that she came in saying it. And she's like, I was wondering where it came from. And I'm like, damn, my little trendsetting daughter. I love it. Shout out to Riley. Shout out to my daughters, Whitney, Riley, and Ivy. Oh, puppy loves you guys. All right. I love you guys too, you little turkeys that are out here listening. Shout out to my third shifters. I call you guys night owls. All right. Those that are up. When you call in and if I say you're a night owl, you say, who? And then we just keep going. Phone lines are open, guys. Matter of fact, we're going to talk about anything. Okay. You don't got to just talk about the Bears. If you do want to talk about Cubs, by all means. If you want to talk about the Bulls, you'd be making my day. But Bears free agency kicked off. And of course, they've made some moves. I'm curious what your thoughts are, right, on these moves. Some people had high expectations for this Bears team heading into next season. Are these free agent moves in the first day and tampering, have those moved the needle for you? Do you feel like you are happy with what Ryan Poles is doing? 312-644-6767. Your call's on the other side is Gabe Ramirez right here on 104.3 The Score.